run into Badlands. Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name.
Good morning and welcome to The Brief on Badlands Media. I'm your host, Patrick Gunnels, and I am joining you from Hearst, Texas. Today is April 18th, 2024. Ash is in transit. Hearst is just another little town that we call part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Dallas is a funny little place in that you can drive 5 minutes and bam, you're in Irving. Bam, then you're in Colleyville. Then you're in, they all have little bitty names, but they all form DFW. About 15-minute drive from here, I will be in Southlake, Texas today at the lovely Southlake Hilton at Town Square, which is like a Soto Sopa kind of place, if you get that reference. It's really nice. I like it a lot. I'm a total basic bitch. And I will be attending and presenting at GART 4. It will be fun. Those of you who will be there, I look forward to seeing you in person. Those of you who will not be there, don't forget to get your virtual tickets, badlandsmedia.tv/events. We can still do that anytime. We also have one-day tickets available, I think. I will be selling all sorts of great stuff there. One of the things, I don't have the amber jar for Epic Moisture, but I've got my own personal stash from the latest batch. And one of the things about Epic Moisture is just a little bit, bam, goes such a long way. And it just absorbs into the skin, hands and feet, face, all of it. I'm really stoked about this stuff, but I'll get to that in a little while. Why don't we start by saying hello to the chat? Because I don't do that nearly often enough. And there we go, comments. So me, 53, Silent Whisper, McSarge 08, W Ski Girl. Hi, how is everybody doing? Don't forget to hit that thumbs up. It helps me enormously when you do that. Maybe I'll just turn off my ringer on my phone too. That'd probably be a pretty good idea. All right, there we go. Let's go ahead and get started with the Badlands News Brief. Of course, you can find that at badlands.substack.com. And it's brought to you 5 days a week by the indefatigable Burning Bright. Today's episode is entitled Jurors Judged, Faces Saved, and Memes Made. First story. All right, this is Reuters. Trump's criminal hush money trial has its first seven jurors. The first seven jurors were selected on Tuesday to serve on Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial as the selection process continues to choose a panel of 12 members and six alternates who can be fair to the former U.S. president. The judge also warned lawyers that he would not tolerate any efforts to intimidate prospective jurors after saying Trump, the Republican candidate for president in the November 5th election, was audibly muttering while one of the possible members of the panel was questioned. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election. Daniels said she had a sexual encounter with Trump about a decade beforehand. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denies an encounter took place. He has called the case brought by Democrat Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg a partisan witch hunt meant to interfere with his campaign to unseat Democratic President Joe Biden. The hush money case is one of four criminal prosecutions Trump faces, which also stem from trying to overturn his 2020 loss and alleged mishandling of classified information. He has also pleaded not guilty to those charges, though the other three cases may not go to trial before the election. Reuters. Note the story says that Stormy Daniels said she had a sexual encounter with him a decade prior to the events discussed in the trial, without mentioning, of course, the fact that she put a piece of paper out with her signature on it saying, no, that didn't happen. Whatever. Our take. We followed the play-by-play of Inner City Press again for day two, and jury selection was fiery. Several jurors straight up said, I can't be impartial, while others claimed they could. Despite social media posts revealing their bias, the judge excused many, rejected challenges to others, and ultimately seven jurors were seated. Jury selection for the remaining five and an expected six alternates continues on Thursday. Let's hope the jury can be more impartial than the press, Reuters has effectively already convicted President Trump, which is convenient for the prosecution, considering many people still think Reuters is journalism. Can 45 get a fair trial in New York? Outlook uncertain, Ash in America. Outlook is certain. The answer is no. Another take. Hear me out. While the mainstream media and their deep state handlers spend what's left of their socio-political capital, it's not much, trying to convince you to doom out. Keep in mind, this man has produced two of the most mimetic images in modern American history during the same witch hunt for opposite reasons. Let me make sure I got the right April 17th. Oh, shit. Guys, I've got the wrong Badlands news brief. Sorry about that. So we got to get the April 18th news brief, right? Where is it? Badlands, sorry, guys. I'm glad I listened to Ash yesterday. All right, so that's how that goes. This one's entitled Based Bodegas, Limp Sanctions, and Scared Bankers. Sorry about that, guys. This is from, let's see, where is it from? Appears to be from the National Pulse, but it's archived. Thousands of New York City bodegas just issued a stunning statement backing Donald Trump. The Bodega and Small Business Group, BSBG, which represents thousands of bodegas in New York City, has issued a statement backing President Donald J. Trump, slamming local District Attorney Alvin Bragg and hitting out at local politicians who have ignored the widespread criminality occurring in the city. Sorry, the expression hitting out at just didn't want to come out of my mouth because it's stupid. Nobody talks like that. Quote, the Bodega and Small Business Group is honored to host President Donald J. Trump at the Blue Moon Bodega in Manhattan, where Jose Alba was arrested for simply defending himself and his business against a convicted felon. The statement began. The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, only backed off after an angry public campaign from store owners and their supporters united behind Mr. Alba and his constitutional rights. The Bodega and Small Business Group appreciates President Trump's support on behalf of tougher enforcement for retail thieves that are making our stores more dangerous and less profitable at the same time. President Trump's visit and support come at a time when our own state legislators have refused to strengthen laws against repeat retail theft offenders. Legislative Democrats have formally rejected Governor Kathy Hochul's proposal to make it a felony for assaulting a retail worker, a reflection of how the party remains split over criminal justice issues and how to address voters' concerns over public safety. The National Pulse. Should it be a felony to assault a retail worker? Yes. But shouldn't it just be a felony to assault someone without valid cause? And if you have valid cause, then maybe it becomes a misdemeanor. Like somebody says, your mother's a whore and you punch them in the face. That should be a misdemeanor. But if you just walk up to somebody and punch them in the face, that should be a felony. That's my personal opinion. Our take. The divide between the ruling class and the people has never been clearer in America, as evidenced by the recent happenings in Harlem and New York City more broadly. President Trump is the victim of unprecedented election interference, obviously. Yet, because of the allegations and actions against 45, the people are getting a masterclass in government corruption and how it can be prosecuted. The actions against President Trump are baseless, but the public education resulting from them is critically important in the information war. President Trump went viral for his visit to Harlem, where a diverse group of supporters chanted four more years and USA. Brian and I spoke about this on Wednesday's Badlands Daily and how the authenticity of 45 is a big part of what wins hearts and minds to the cause of America First. Most Americans hold America First values. I believe President Trump's greatest accomplishment is reminding us all of that fact. But this is also his greatest crime. And it is the reason the regime has to stop Trump at any cost. The multicultural crowd in Harlem gets it. These thousands of New York City bodega owners get it. Americans of every color and creed across our great nation get it. America's exceptionalism relies upon its preservation of liberty, a ruling class that will sacrifice liberty for personal and political gain is treasonous. It's a big deal, and it's becoming real obvious. If these bodega owners are any indication, the people are finding their courage again. It's liberty or darkness. That's the choice. Be brave. I think that hiring DAs like Alvin Bragg is an act of war against the people on purpose. How better to wage war against a native population than by simply refusing to prosecute crimes? Seems like a simple way of waging war to me. All right, guys, hit that thumbs up. Helps when you do that. All right, let's go ahead and talk about River BTC. Are you ready to diversify your assets with Bitcoin? Introducing River, the official Bitcoin partner of Badlands Media, where you can navigate the world of Bitcoin with confidence. With River, you can buy Bitcoin like a pro. With the assurance of being licensed and regulated right here in the United States, River ensures your Bitcoin journey is smooth and secure with on-demand live support at your fingertips. River empowers you to grow your portfolio without any unwanted surprises and eliminates third-party custodians, putting you in control of your assets. Open an account with no minimum purchase requirement. You can get your Bitcoin journey started with just $1. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/river to create your River account today. That's badlandsmedia.tv/river. River, shaping the future of finance. One Bitcoin at a time, or might we say one Satoshi at a time? Pretty important distinction. If I say one Satoshi at a time, will all of y'all get that concept? I don't know. Buy silver and help the squeeze. I bought a bunch of silver like a year, like maybe 8 months ago. And I my silver budget is tapped out. All right, next story. This one's from Fox News. White House announces new sanctions on Iran following attack against Israel. The pressure will continue. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan released a statement Tuesday announcing that new sanctions will be placed against Iran in the wake of the regime's attacks against Israel last weekend. The new sanctions come amid Republican criticism of the Biden administration for purportedly not being tough enough on Iran after the White House extended a waiver that allowed Iran to access $10 billion of previously escrowed funds in November 2023. In a press release, Sullivan announced that President Biden is, quote, coordinating with allies and partners, including the G7, and with bipartisan leaders in Congress on a comprehensive response. In the coming days, the United States will impose new sanctions targeting Iran, including its missile and drone program, as well as new sanctions against entities supporting the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Iran's defense ministry, the statement read. Fox News. Our take. I tweeted about this the other day, but after reviewing the specific terms, I saw that one of the sanctions targets the oil being sold by Iran to China. China is the leading consumer of Iranian oil by a large margin. The Western hegemony plans to assign an agent to supervise every oil purchase China makes from Iran. What the hell? In other news, China is organizing an Eastern coalition of nations, which includes Russia, and word is they plan to issue their own sanctions against the United States. Oh, sorry. In other news, the U.S. has never been weaker on the world stage. We are watching a pincer move against the deep state. China and the sovereign alliance are one flank. The American people are the other. See how this works? They are trapped. And I'll just say, a ghost of base Patrick Henry, and I'll just say, it's hard for us to understand what our government has been up to for the past God knows how many decades. But it boils down to, we struck a deal with the world that told them you're only allowed to use dollars to settle up purchases of freaking oil. If I've got this wrong, somebody please correct me. As a result of the United States dollar, the Federal Reserve note being used as the currency of record, as the currency for purchasing oil, any one of these transactions can be assigned a minder by the Western intelligence services. And if you don't like it, maybe, just maybe, we think you have weapons of mass destruction and we should rain some freedom down on your ass. In our name, have been terrorizing the world for generations. Can't go on forever. Next story from Zero Hedge. IMF warns Biden's fiscal profligacy poses significant risks to global economy in great election year. The IMF said the quiet part out loud today, admittedly wrapped in hundreds of pages of PhDs, in their benchmark fiscal monitor this morning, pointing out that America's recent economic performance is partially the result of the country's unsustainable borrowing, and that the U.S.'s massive fiscal deficits have stoked inflation and posed significant risks for the global economy. Quote, the exceptional recent performance of the United States is certainly impressive and a major driver of global growth, but it reflects strong demand factors as well, including a fiscal stance that is out of line with long-term fiscal sustainability. The IMF wrote in its latest World Economic Outlook, they added that, quote, fiscal policy developments in major economies, notably in the United States, have implications for global financing conditions, end quote. The IMF said the U.S. had exhibited, quote, remarkably large fiscal slippages, with the fiscal deficit hitting 8.8% of GDP last year, more than double the 4.1% deficit figure recorded for 2022, calculating that Bidenomics and its Inflation Reduction Act had contributed 0.5 percentage points to core inflation due to its fiscal profligacy. Who could have seen that coming? The fund further said in its fiscal monitor report that it expected the U.S. to record a deficit of 7.1% next year, more than three times the average for other advanced economies. It also raised concerns over Chinese government debt as Beijing copes with weak demand and a housing crisis. Not gonna lie, that's scary. Our take. London Bridge is falling down along with their whole corrupt system. Observe a fascinating narrative deployment coming out of the IMF this week, which I don't think was targeted at us. In essence, we've got one of the major criminal enterprises in the world, central banks, sounding the warning that the Biden administration's reckless spending and money printing are not only wrecking the U.S. dollar, but the euro dollar it underpins, thereby threatening the stability of all fiat currencies and in an election year. Zero Hedge points out that this benchmark report says the quiet part out loud, but I think it goes even further than that and represents the establishment attempting to send out warning flares to other heads of the Hegelian Hydra. This tells us two things. One, the world banks are not all on the same page when it comes to 2024 fiscal policy. And two, theories on the economic accelerationism inherent in financial readings of Operation Warp Speed hold water, burning bright. All right, survival shop time, guys.
In today's fast-paced world, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Badlands Media steps in. Preparing for life's uncertainties is about being ready for anything, right where you are. Welcome to the Badlands Media Shop. We've partnered with Patriot companies offering products that empower you to prepare for any eventuality comfortably from your home. The Badlands Media Shop has everything you need to secure your peace of mind. Browse the virtual aisles. Prepare your family for the year ahead with products you can trust from companies that share your values. Whether it's growing your own food or prepping long-term storage, protecting your family, or stocking up on emergency supplies, we've got you covered. Get prepared. Visit Badlands Media Shop at badlandsmedia.tv/shop today. Every purchase supports a freedom-loving business as well as Badlands Media. That's badlandsmedia.tv/shop. Thank you for your continued support.
Hey guys, So regarding that Badlands Media shop, there are a few things that I think you want to have in the event of a shit hitting the fan situation. I don't know what those things necessarily are. One of them is zeolite, so make sure to get that. I'm going to be doing the ad on that in a little bit. But there's some other things that I'm mulling about product development of. One of them is a castor oil product. I'm not sure exactly what that should be, but another one is a turpentine product. Dr. Andrew Kaufman, whom some of you may know, has recently said, if you were stranded on an island and you could only take one medicine with you, pure organic, cold processed turpentine would be high on that list. So I am reaching out to you who know more about this than I do. Some of you do anyway. Reach out to me at pgunnels@gmail.com. Tell me your thoughts on castor oil and turpentine and how they could be incorporated into a skincare product. All right, next story. This is from NPR. NPR editor Yuri Berliner resigns with blast at new CEO. NPR senior business editor Yuri Berliner resigned this morning, citing the response of the network's chief executive to his outside essay accusing NPR of losing the public's trust. Quote, I'm resigning from NPR, a great American institution where I have worked for 25 years, Berliner wrote in an email to CEO Catherine Mayer. I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do important journalism, but I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cite in my free press essay. NPR and Mayer declined to comment on his resignation. The Free Press, an online site embraced by journalists who believe that the mainstream media has become too liberal, published Berliner's piece last Tuesday. In it, he argued that NPR's coverage has increasingly reflected a rigid, progressive ideology, and he argued that the network's quest for greater diversity in its workforce, a priority under prior chief executive John Lansing, has not been accompanied by a diversity of viewpoints presented in NPR shows, podcasts, or online coverage. Huh. This was published in NPR, and it seems kind of like even-handed. What am I missing here, right? Our take. Calling the fake news is fake news, according to the fake news. But also, when one of their own criticizes them and says objectively true things, they suspend him. Good on Berliner for resigning. Of course, NPR and their comrades had to make this story about Berliner criticizing the company. It's the only play they have to avoid addressing the substance of his article. The substance is damning and objectively true, and the audience of this controversy is clearly the audience of NPR. Newly awakened former NPR listeners incoming. Ash in America. Another take. If you're looking for a brief timeline of events regarding the NPR train wreck, observe. Longtime veteran journalist makes blanket statement about divisive and untenable state of mainstream media, including his own outlet, NPR. Second, said outlet responds to accusations of political bias, censorship, and social engineering by suspending their own journalist making such claims, thereby proving his point. Third, CEO of said outlet goes viral for pointing to the First Amendment as, quote, the number one challenge in the establishment's fight against disinformation, also known as alternative points of view and free thinking. And finally, CEO's TED Talk goes viral, in which she warns about the dangers of adhering to the truth, saying, quote, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. What? If you think this cascading exposure of the media industrial complex is anything other than a controlled demolition, you haven't been paying attention. Burning bright. I'm blown away at what that bitch said. You know something? Is she hot? Is there any chance she's hot? Because the thing about really hot girls is people don't tell them to shut the F up. And that sounds like a girl who needed to be told to shut the F up. So I have not seen a picture of this girl, but I'm assuming she's very attractive. It's just my intuition. All right, next. Wow. Our reverence for the truth is getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Our reverence for the truth is getting in the way of you bending the knee to me, bitches. That's what it says. All right, sorry. From Sky.com, Israel considered revenge attack on Monday as ex-Mossad intelligence chief says striking Iran's nuclear facilities is on the table. A former Israeli spy agency official says targeting nuclear facilities in Iran is on the table, as a report suggests. Israel considered but decided against striking Iran on Monday. Meanwhile, Iran's president warns the tiniest move against the country would bring a fierce response. And I think our take is going to be a video. Here we go. Burning bright. All right.
And I think what they're trying to do, this is just me prognosticating, but I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to establish the precedent or the idea that Israel is going to need to preemptively attack Iran to thwart a potential nuclear strike against Israel. And that's going to suck everybody into this giant fight, this giant kinetic battle.
All right. I believe we are watching a counterinsurgency operation of such a sensitive nature that it requires a drastic and creative approach. Sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. Sometimes you must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. Ghost of based Patrick Henry. And now, sorry. And now, my friends, a message from Epic Minerals.
He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails.
Manganese will make you kill your mama. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep?
Military and some commercial jets have been fitted with huge barrels of at least 49 different kinds of documented chemical poisons. Barium is toxic to all mammals. Aluminum is known to diminish kidney function and destroy brain cells and cognitive function. A problem, a serious problem.
Patent number 5003186 describes cooling the earth with metal oxides sprayed into the stratosphere.
And I thought, well, geez, this is what I do for a living. I was finding tons and tons of large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium in the forms of oxides and sulfates. Instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people.
Detox and prevent heavy metal poisoning. www.epicminerals.net. Promo code Badlands. I've already achieved a lot of the detoxification results. The results for me have been physical in nature. I have been sleeping better and I have been performing better, if you get my drift. So I'm just doing my 5 a.m. and 5 p.m, but an attack dose of this stuff, 25 throughout the day. It binds to heavy metals and other toxins, including BPA. Drink bottled water a lot. BPA gets into the water. You touch receipts, BPA. It binds to BPA. You can get it out of there using BPA. It is absolutely fabulous stuff. Can't recommend it strongly enough. There's something else I want to bring to your attention, and that would be Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. We have been developing this product now for months in various iterations and buying materials and putting processes together. It is not a cheap process, let me assure you. 4 fluid ounces of creamy body butter enclosed in a gorgeous amber glass jar. This beautifully soft body butter will leave your skin feeling enriched with only the most epic plant oils, nut oils, and butters we could find. A little bit goes a long way. Seriously, watch this. Just touch it. Bam. Bam. That's it. You don't even have to see it on your hand. You just touch it. That's why 4 ounces is the amount we pick. It is amazing stuff. Now, if you grab it like a big thing of Crisco and start putting it all over, you'll be shiny and weird, because that's not what it's for. That's what I did when there was extra lotion. I started just rubbing it all over my body like a bodybuilder, and it drove Ashley nuts, because she's like, you're completely oiled up like some kind of a porn star. So I stopped doing that and learning to use Epic Moisture, because it's not the same as a lotion. It is a body butter. And you put this on at night before bed, It soaks into your skin. It's absolutely amazing. It's amazing for hands and feet. It contains only the organic cold pressed versions of all of these oils. So don't think about, you know, seed oils as being so bad, so bad. These there's grapeseed oil, which makes it lighter. And it's organic cold pressed seed oils. It's organic cold pressed nut oils, plant oils. Guys, there's nothing better. This is the best stuff around right now for pure moisturization. Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter at epicminerals.net. And by the way, today is the last day that promo code Badlands will give you 10% off. As of this weekend, we go back to my old discount of $1 pride from my grasping hands. And then, of course, GART attendees, if we run out, GART attendees will get free shipping. All right, let's do the rest of the brief. Ta-da. All right, bonus items. This one is from Axios. House GOP releases long-awaited foreign aid bills. House Republicans on Wednesday released the text of their Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid bills after months of delay. Why it matters. The spending levels are roughly in line with the $95 billion foreign aid bill the Senate passed in a broad bipartisan vote in February. The measures met with quick repudiation from House Speaker Mike Johnson's right flank, which will create obstacles to passing them. Johnson is almost certain to need Democratic help to get all three bills to the House floor and pass them. By the numbers, the three bills, including roughly $26 billion for Israel, $61 billion for Ukraine, and $8.12 billion for Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. Axios. The United States dollar, aka the Federal Reserve note, has been an instrument of world plunder for generations now. It must be moved on from by the world. And who the F do Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan think that they are? Remember when Asa Hutchinson in that town hall said, yeah, we're not using the military at the border because we need to protect Taiwan. How is he even able to walk the streets? Next. From NBC News, Ukraine sees allies help protect Israel from Iran attack and asks, what about us? In the wave of Iranian drones and missiles that were shot down before they reached their targets over the weekend, another ally sees the possibilities and limits of Western support. The U.S. and its partners helped Israel, so why, Ukraine is asking, won't they help protect us from Russian attacks? It looks extremely strange, Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak said in an interview Tuesday. How does the civilian population of Ukraine or the civilian infrastructure of Ukraine differ from the civilian population of Israel from a humanistic point of view? He asked bluntly, most galling perhaps, is that the Kremlin has been deploying the same drones as Tehran in its assault on Ukrainian cities. Russia and Iran use same attack strategy and same tools, Podolyak said. They can be completely destroyed. NBC News. Next story, Daily Caller. House Republicans introduce tax day alternative, call for abolishing IRS. Republican Georgia Representatives Buddy Carter and Andrew Clyde introduced a resolution Tuesday that would declare April 16th, the day after tax day, as Fair Tax Day. The Daily Caller first obtained a copy of the resolution, which is part of H.R. 25, the Fair Tax Act, which is a bill that would replace the current tax code with a national consumption tax, eliminating both the IRS and Tax Day. The lawmakers believe the proposed resolution to establish a national Fair Tax Day would show a readiness to begin a process that gives the people power over their paychecks. Quote, Americans spend over 6 billion hours per year filing their taxes instead of putting your hard-earned dollars straight into Uncle Sam's pocket. The Fair Tax allows you to keep 100% of your paycheck and choose how much you pay in taxes every year. It is a simple, fair, and preferred alternative to the current system, which punishes success and puts unelected bureaucrats in charge of your paycheck. Let's make April 15th, 2024, our last tax day ever. It's time for a change, and Fair Tax Day will raise awareness about this popular Georgia-grown proposal, Carter told the caller before introducing the resolution, the Daily Caller. My take is called right-wing virtue signaling. Okay, I'm going to introduce a bill to abolish the entire federal government. I'm in favor of that, by the way. We shouldn't have one. We don't need it. It's grown and become this massive repressive nonsense machine. So let's introduce a bill abolishing the federal government.
Okay.
I don't understand why they do this to like curry favor with their constituencies. It is a cost-free thing that right-wingers can do. And this is their trick, at such time when the Republican majority becomes overwhelming and you have a Republican president, they will completely forget about any of these proposals. They only make the proposals when they have exactly zero chance of ever passing. It's just how they roll, yo. Let's check out the chat right quick. Thank you all for your wonderful attendance at today's brief. I think that if they're able to print their own money, why do we need taxes? Just print the money you need, scumbags. I don't know. I just don't see much reason. We're going to have promo code GART4 at Epic Minerals pretty soon. Smash that like whenever you get a chance. Really helps us when you do that. The brief. How are we going to do the brief tomorrow? I guess we'll record it maybe. Not sure. But Burning Bright, I think, is back in his hometown, wherever that might be, doing the Badlands news brief. So it should be fine. Anyway, Maggie Bundy, I will see you soon as well. Thank you, everybody, for watching today. Don't forget our sponsors, Badlands Survival Shop, River BTC, EpicMinerals.net, promo code Badlands, and, of course, both the Zeolite Extra product and Epic Moisture, which I'm only allowed to have in a plastic, but you will get it in gorgeous amber glass jar. I will see y'all soon. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining us, and don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video. And a special thank you to all of our advertising partners. Please remember to shift your dollars to support those businesses that support Badlands Media.